Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all seven rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Hey, Money Movers, welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Hey, Money Movers, welcome back to the Money Moves podcast, powered by Greenwood. Our celebrity guest this week is an American professional hurdler and sprinter specializing in the 400 meter and the 400 meter hurdles. He is determined to become one of the best hurdlers that's ever been, and so far he's off to not just a good start, but a fast start. In college, he set a 400 meter relay record, and at the World Championships, he won gold and silver. And just this summer at the Olympics in Tokyo, he brought home both gold and silver medals for Team USA, breaking records in the process. I am honored and super excited to welcome to the Money Moves podcast one of the fastest men alive, Team USA's own Olympian, Rye Benjamin. Hi, Rye. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Happy, oh my gosh,
to be here. Happy to talk and, you know, chop things up.
Yeah, let's do it. So, Rye, congratulations on all your success and hard work this summer. I think every kid was at home watching you win gold medals, and it was truly a historic and incredible, incredible race to watch. So congratulations.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be back now? Are you back in the U.S. now?
Yeah, I'm back in L.A. Feels pretty good. Feels kind of strange, you know, especially, you know, being in the village for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, kind of being confined to a space. And then now you're back, and it's like, it feels sort of weird. Like it's almost like nothing ever happened. So
yeah,
it's been pretty good. I was in Oregon a day or two ago for my last meet, and now we're in like full vacation mode right now.
Okay, so now you get a little bit of downtime.
Yeah.
What does vacation mode look like for a professional athlete? Because I can't imagine you're sitting around eating Five Guys and like...
Oh, I am. I was at Shake Shack yesterday for lunch. And I just had Popeyes for lunch today too, so I'm enjoying it.
Okay, well, I guess I take that back.
Yeah. For me, vacation's like, I mean, of course, I don't have the luxury of eating at, you know, a lot of good restaurants here because of, you know, dietary restrictions throughout the year. So I'm trying to experience the LA food scene some more. So that's the goal for this off season. I'm going jet skiing next week with some of my boys and some of my other friends. We're in a jet ski from Long Beach to Catalina.
I love this.
Yeah, that should be pretty fun. And then I'm heading to New York, back home for a couple of days. So, you know, hang out in the city a little bit, you know, experience that food scene because I love food and stuff like that. So those are my plans right now.
That's great. Well, you deserve it. So I know, you know, so many kids dream of being an Olympic medalist and competing amongst the world's greats. And one of the things we love to talk about on the Money Moves podcast is just excellence. And you truly embody that. Can we talk about, you know, the mindset that it takes to really become an Olympian and where you sort of first saw those sparks? Were you one? Were you two? Were you three? Or did this come late in life?
Well, first of all, it's I know it sounds cliche, but it's a lot of sacrifice, like a lot of sacrifice. It's not going home for Christmas, not going home for Thanksgiving, you know, just being here locked in on what it is that you want to achieve and knowing that, you know, this small sacrifice right now is going to set me up later along in life or you're going to reap the benefits later. But I think I noticed how driven I was probably my sophomore year in high school.
Yeah.
Just to be, you know, even great then on that scene, wanting to be the best in my area in New York. And I think it started from there. And I think that work ethic through track kind of rolled over into my personal life. And I think I got even more so serious about it my junior year in college. My first 2 years, I kind of, you know, I was just having fun, you know. You know, your first year in college, you kind of want to experience some things and do a lot. And, you know, I was definitely having fun, but I think I kind of locked in on what it is I needed to do my junior year in college.
And did you go to college on a track scholarship?
Yeah, I went to UCLA for 2 years, and then I transferred to USC for my last 2 years, but I only ran collegiately 1 year. And then I went pro, but I experienced both ends of LA, you know, the UCLA side and the USC side. Yeah. So it definitely was a great experience.
So when you talk about this drive and being able to tap into that drive, what does the training schedule of an Olympian look like? Because I think a lot of times, you know, I want our audience and our young listeners out there to really understand that mindset and what it takes to be excellent at that level. So tell us about, you know, an average training day.
So in the fall, that's when, I mean, that's where the money's made. And that's where you put the big deposits in. It's pretty hectic. So we start at, I probably lift at around 10 o'clock. And I lift for about an hour, sometimes an hour and 20, depending on how long the lift is and how strenuous it is. And then we come back for a second session during the day from 1 to maybe about 3 o'clock. And in between that time, you're doing prehab stuff to get prepared for practice, to get ready for that second session. And it's a lot of running, a lot of technique stuff getting done. So that's Mondays and Tuesdays. Wednesdays, I'm up at 4:50 because we have practice at 5 a.m. in the morning, and it's like we're running hills out here in LA, and it's pretty dark. So you're going to practice, and it's like you can't see anything at all, and it's dark outside, and it's like run up this hill a few times. We're usually out there for like an hour, 2 hours sometimes. So that's a Wednesday, and then we have the rest of the day off, but it's a lot of those days back to back to back. Saturday sometimes we have off, but it just depends on what we're doing that week.
So with this Olympian mindset, and you talked about, you know, in the fall, it's where the money is made. Do you correlate this to making deals that can actually translate into money, or, you know, cultivating your skills and talents as a hurdler?
I mean, I'll go with the latter statement. It's cultivating those skills and realizing that, okay, this is what I need to do to get better in order for me to have a successful spring season.
That's great. So for a lot of us, the pandemic was a hard hit to our day-to-day regimens. Obviously, it pushed the Olympics back an extra year, but how did it affect your training regimen? And did you notice a difference? Was it a benefit?
For me, it was rough because now you spent, so the pandemic hit, what was it, March of 2020?
About March, we locked down.
Right about March. So in 2019, you spent the later half of 2019 preparing. January came around, you're preparing. February came around, you're preparing. And, you know, I felt really good. And then as an athlete and as a person, like, you set goals. Like, this is what we're training for. So now we're going to work back from that in order to get there. And the goal was the Olympics. And now you take the end goal away. And now it's like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, what then, like, what's happening now? And when COVID first started, everyone was just scared, mindless. Like, we didn't know what to do. We didn't know the effect of this virus and stuff. Like, it was rough. Like, it was really rough. Yeah. So, and now we're all indoors sitting down. And then it was just a moment where I was just lost. And it was like, do we keep practicing? How can we keep practicing? Facilities are closed. And then they announced that, okay, it's being postponed. So now we have to find ways to train without being on a track. So I don't know if you're familiar with LA, but like, we were just everywhere at Griffith Park, at Culver City in the neighborhoods. Like, people were coming out on their front steps, like watching us like run in the streets. Like, it was legit crazy.
Wow.
I mean, we were doing everything. I was like, you know, doing workouts in the alleyway here downtown. Like, it was just ridiculous.
Get in where you can.
Anywhere you can get, anywhere you can. And we worked because we knew that, all right, like, we can't take the whole year off because that's just not something you can afford to do in this sport. So, you know, we worked and we were able to salvage, you know, whatever it was of the season that we had, doing it safely. Thankfully, none of us, you know, got COVID, and we were really safe about it. And, you know, we did what we needed to do, but that year was just very trying, and it just made you realize that can't take things for granted, because just, you know, things could just disappear from right in front of you just like that. So it was just one of those moments.
Well, I applaud you, because I know that hard work paid off, and, you know, getting to the Olympics and taking home the medals you did, like, it is a huge accomplishment.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
A couple more questions for you and then we'll let you go. So, I mean, in addition to being a highly trained athlete, you are also a business, you know. Can you tell us how you look at, you know, your athletic career as a business opportunity and how you sort of manage that?
Well, I like to sometimes refer to myself as a walking billboard for Nike.
Ooh.
You know, because I mean, you know, they in essence pay me to perform well and to support and represent their brand as well. But, you know, through athletics, like as a business, if I think of myself as a business, it's from a marketing sense, you know, I don't necessarily get too involved in the nitty gritty of actually running a business because it's so time consuming.
Right.
What I'm doing right now also is very time consuming. So it's hard to really navigate that whole, you know, like, all right, like how do I build a business from the startup and all that type of stuff. But I look at it from a marketing standpoint, like how can I represent myself on an international stage, on a global stage, and, you know, be personable, be relatable, and be able to sell a product. And that's the way I look at it. And, you know, so far, I think I've been doing a good job. You know, I think I have been. And I try to be responsible with, you know, the way I even spend money and how I allocate funds and stuff like that. And it's been a lot of saving. I like cars. So
everybody has a vice. I can see the second fastest man in the world should like cars.
I like cars. So like that's my hobby and stuff like that. So
all right. So now you got to tell us like what cars you have and what's your dream car.
So my dream car is a Lamborghini Aventador SVJ. That's my dream car.
Okay.
But right now I have a Range Rover and I just bought an Audi R8.
So it's
been pretty exciting here past couple of days, but I try to be smart about it. I try to make, if it doesn't make sense economically, then I will never ever make that decision. But I mean, it's you know, one of those things where, you know, I worked hard and that was my goal. You know, I told myself if I medaled twice, I would get that car. And, you know, I got it done and that was like that was my only treat to myself, actually.
Wow. That's gotta feel so good. Yeah. Like,
no, I felt really, it was unreal because, you know, it's like, as a kid, you saw that car, it was in like Iron Man and
yeah,
I really want that car. And I always walked into dealerships and saw it and like, you just have no idea of how you're going to get there and how you're going to do it, but you just know you're going to do it. And it was just surreal to just drive off the lot with the car. Like, it was just honestly insane.
Oh, I love it. What a feeling.
Yeah. It's been pretty good, but you know, as a person and as a business, I try to represent myself as best as I can, because as athletes, that's what we could do. And that's what I could do, in this moment. Definitely post track. I definitely want to venture into, you know, the financial side of business. You know, we'll see. You know, I know quite a few people here in LA, and you know, being a USC alum, that also helps tremendously, because I've met so many amazing people that just genuinely want to help you.
Yep.
So I mean, hopefully, you know, when this is all said and done, then I could venture into something else, you know, pretty exciting, and do some things there as well too.
Well, that's great. And we will definitely be looking out to see more from you, shaving off times, more medals, and of course, entrepreneurial pursuits. you know, there's a lot of people in the Money Moves audience that have young kids, up and coming athletes that would, of course, love to follow in your footsteps and pursue their dreams to become a professional athlete. And I know a lot of the legalities are changing now in terms of sponsorship at the collegiate level and in high school. Can you offer any advice to our audience on how parents and athletes can help, you know, monetize and pursue those goals?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's been very interesting, these past couple months with this new NLI, thing going on. I wish,
you know, right,
when I was in school, because I mean, who couldn't use some money, but
of course,
but it's very interesting and it's a very tricky situation because now you are giving young kids essentially, you know, some won't even be 18 or just turned 18 and you've never handled this much money before.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do I do with it? And like, you can't spend it all because of course you have to pay taxes on that money depending right. on, you know, where it is, where, if you're in Florida or here in California, you have to pay taxes with that money and stuff like that. And you have to be smart with it because like I said, nothing lasts forever and that money will be, it could be gone quickly.
Overnight.
And especially being a freshman in college, you see all these nice things and you think that, okay, I have the money to buy it, so let me go do that. But, you know, sometimes that's just not the case and it's not the smart move
yeah.
right now. Like I said, like, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Like I said, like, if it doesn't make financial sense, you know, in 2 to 5 years, then don't do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the advice I would have is, you know, sit down, speak to your kids, you know, talk to them about the importance of money and saving money and, you know, spending responsibly. I'm not saying that I'm not saying to not go buy things that you like and stuff like that, but, you know, have them make that important decision. It's their life. And at some point, you know, they have to take accountability for what they're doing, but I mean, it's an awesome time right now for kids coming out of high school to make money. And like I said, like if you're personable, if you're relatable, I mean, that goes a long, long, long way.
Absolutely.
And being the face of a brand that could, you know, that could push and sell numbers. I mean, like you're in a great position, and especially being on the collegiate scene where things like March Madness is like crazy. You know, people, you know, love football when it's on and stuff like that. So it's a great time. It's a fantastic
time. It's pretty exciting.
To market yourself and, you know, be that young person and be that individual that you've seen on the TV, whether it's like Steph or LeBron or.
Or Rye.
Or me, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, but it doesn't matter, you know, be that person and, you know, don't take it for granted. And the one thing I would say is just, you know, no matter the situation, just be respectful. That'll go a long way, a very, very long way. And that's my two cents on it.
That's great advice. That's a whole dollar right there of advice. You've got a great head on your shoulders. So it was such a pleasure talking to you. And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you what your favorite songs on your playlist were. I need to know what Olympians train to. So like, what are you listening to these days and what won you that medal?
I listen to everything. I'm kind of Drake, if you're watching this.
As a Canadian, I'm a true fan. So yeah. Love that you mentioned Drake.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of Drake. But I have a lot of Drake on the playlist. I listen to a lot of G Herbo, a lot of Young Dolph. I'm like secretly like the biggest Young Dolph fan.
I
feel like he's the best rapper coming out the South, in all honesty. No shade to anyone else. But listen to a lot of Young Dolph. I listen to Hans Zimmer. I really like his movie scores.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. So I think that's like sometimes you just want to, you know, chill and get to that.
It's like more of a meditative type listening.
Yeah. It's for me to think about what it is I have to do without, you know, having everyone rap at you and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's that's basically my playlist, in all honesty.
It's great. That's great. Okay, last but not least, what's your average training day meal look like?
Average training day meal. So in the morning, I'll have two eggs or three, depending on what I'm doing that day. Some bacon, avocado toast. And sometimes I'll have coffee. Like I have like a little coffee maker behind me right here. That's pretty nice. And for lunch, I'll probably have something light depending on, because of course I have to go run in the afternoon. So I'll probably have like a sandwich or something like that. And then for dinner, I'll probably do salmon or steak, some potatoes, rice. It depends on what I'm feeling that day. I'll just go to Whole Foods. I'll look up a recipe online, and then I'll go to Whole Foods and grab what I need and just make that night up.
Wow. Well, we love it. Rye, it was such a pleasure having you here on the Money Moves podcast. We are really proud of the work you've put in. Thank you for representing Team USA this summer, and congratulations on winning these medals. All the best to you. I hope you shave off seconds and minutes off your time in the future. Thank you so much for being here. Wishing you all the best. All the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it so much.
All right. Stay tuned. And Rye, before you leave, can you tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
Okay. So on Twitter, I am _KingBen_. And it's also the same on Instagram as well, _KingBen.
Okay. So you heard it there. Follow him there, and we'll keep our eyes peeled for what's coming next for you. All right, Money Moves fam, that's all we have for this episode of the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood. But make sure you join us next time. We've got tons of things that you won't want to miss. Thank you so much for tuning in, Money Moves audience. If you want more or a recap of this episode, please go to thebankgreenwood.com and check out the Money Moves podcast blog. Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Variety is back with its annual Entertainment Marketing Summit on April 24th at the luxurious Beverly Hilton Hotel in Los Angeles. This must-attend event for entertainment marketers will feature conversations with leaders from Netflix, Paramount, Activision, Mattel, LA Rams, Google, and more. Plus, an exclusive keynote conversation with Paris Hilton. The networking opportunities are unbeatable. And once you register, you can start chatting with other registrants to plan a meetup at the lunch or cocktail hour. Limited tickets are available, so secure your spot today at events.variety.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Rocket Mortgage, official partner of the NFL Draft.